You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Packers are 29-20 to win this match on the money line. The Atlanta Falcons are 20-33 and the spread is set at 3. The Packers plus 3 at 20-21 and the Falcons minus 3 at 20-23. This season is looking remarkably similar to last season for the Atlanta Falcons. They were 6-1 last season before it all unravelled. And a few weeks ago, we were talking about that high-powered offense. They have still got that high-powered offense, but now we're in week 8. And although they're still at the top of the NFC South, they have lost back-to-back matches against Seattle and San Diego, albeit very narrowly. The Atlanta Falcons, they need to steady the ship in this one.
They do. You called it. 6-1 last year, collapse. 4-1 this year, lost back-to-back games. In fairness to the Falcons, boy, you know, 2 weeks ago was the non-call on Richard Sherman that sort of clinched the win for the Seahawks when they didn't call the PI, the pass interference, on Sherman against Julio Jones. And last week, Falcons were up 17 in the second half in that game. I was watching that with my buddy, and I said, I go, I have all the confidence in the world that Philip Rivers will cover this game. Didn't know that he'd win it. But it came down to Mike Quinn in overtime deciding to go for it on 4th-and-1 in his own territory. That's overtime. In overtime, that bears a lot of consequence because, you know, it's one thing to do that in regulation. If you don't get it, well, the other team can score, but the game continues. In overtime, you're basically putting your team in a sudden death situation by doing that if you don't convert. And they did not convert. A field goal later, the game was over. Mm. And so Atlanta has to, you know, they have that cross to bear for the whole week. I like the Packers here getting the points. This has been one of the, you know, for all the great stuff we can say about Atlanta's offense, it's justifiable. Matt Ryan off to the best start of his career. He's going to be going up against a Pack secondary that might be without its top three cornerbacks. Atlanta's 6.8 yards per play, tops in the NFL, 9.2 yards per pass, tops in the NFL. But there's a guy named Aaron Rodgers on the other side of the field who gets to face a really weak Falcons defense. And Aaron Rodgers, if you look at his conventional stats, I talked about this on the Megapod yesterday, really not that awesome. You're like, oh, well, you know, pretty good, pretty average, not really a great Aaron Rodgers season. But Aaron Rodgers is doing a few things that do not show up on the box score that really speak to his greatness. One is he's only taken 11 sacks through 6 games. It's the fewest he's ever taken through 6 games. So that's something that a box score doesn't show you. And so that speaks to something that he's able to do that other quarterbacks are not, even in his advanced age. Best sack expected points in his career through 6 games again. He also has, you know, you look at his rushing stats, just 22 carries for 96 yards, but his rushes have carried more value than ever before through the first 6 games because he typically does them on 3rd downs. Mm. And in 3rd-and-8s, he's getting 9 yards. In 3rd-and-11s, he's getting 12 yards. So he's really moving the chains in ways that are huge, just big plays with his legs. And then, and this is the most sort of intangible, Dave, he draws penalties. He's able to get the defense when they got 12 men on the field. He's able to draw them off sides in a way that other quarterbacks are not. And then if you believe in such things, he's able to draw pass interference penalties on the defense. And you say, well, that's some nonsense. But really, if it's Kirk Cousins, just to use the Redskins example, it's very much it follows that a guy like Kirk Cousins is not going to get the respect from refs that a guy like Aaron Rodgers does. And so they are more apt to call defensive pass interference penalties when Aaron Rodgers is on the field. So in all those ways, he's having just a phenomenal season. And then last week, you know, the Packers are bereft in the backfield. They have nobody. None of the people that they started the season with, no Eddie Lacy, no James Starks. So now they've got some sort of mix of Ty Montgomery, who's a receiver turned running back, and Nile Davis, who they just traded for from the Chiefs. Even with that, last week, 39 completions from Rodgers, 10 or more each to Devontae Adams, Randall Cobb, and Montgomery. What a performance last Thursday night against the Bears. Almost 40 minutes time of possession, 406 yards of offense. I think Green Bay gets the cover here, if not the outright win.
That was key. I think the controlling the time of possession, Gil, something you mentioned at the end of that piece, I think that's key because that wears out the defense and gives the Packers the best chance of winning. And the one thing they need to do this week is keep that Falcons offense off the field. So I can imagine Aaron Rodgers coming into this with a similar strategy, lots of short passes and trying to dominate the clock.
I think you're right. I think that's the Packers' recipe to success. And who better to give that game plan to than to Rodgers himself for all the reasons stated.
They will need to keep an eye on Julio Jones, though, Gil. I think he's the best receiver in the NFL. I know there's some debate about that, and we've got the likes of AJ Green and Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham Jr., but Julio Jones is just a monster out there.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with any of the guys you just mentioned. I think Antonio Brown is still my favorite of the bunch, but Julio Jones is just setting the league on fire this year. And really, maybe on his way to an epic season based on all the yardage he's accumulated receiving.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.